Monica Sibri and Johan Garcia are friends. Garcia came to the United States when he was 15. Sibri when she was 16. He is eligible to remain in the country for now. She is not. President Obama this year drew a line. Immigrants who are brought to the U.S. illegally at age 15 or younger are eligible to stay for at least 2 years.
Let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix.
But not everyone can meet those requirements. Sibri from Ecuador is 20 years old and a student at the College of Staten Island.
Half of my family is here and my parents are here. If I go back to Ecuador, I have no one.
Garcia is 25. He feels lucky that he's eligible to legally stay, but he worries about Sibri and others who may be forced to leave.
Students like her, you know, with great talents, great abilities, should be given the opportunity to do something great in this country. You know, she's getting her education here. I think, you know, she'll be a great asset to the United States of America.
Lourdes Romero is eligible to stay.
I felt like I could now fly and soar and accomplish all these things that I always dreamt of. But at the same time, I kept thinking about all these people that are not eligible.
The immigrants are not the only ones with an opinion. Joanna Marzullo is with a group that opposes Mr. Obama's order.
Obama is incorrect in allowing illegal alien trespassers to remain in this country or to make it easier for them.
Father Bob Vitaglione at the Sacred Heart Church in Brooklyn calls Mr. Obama's policy a noble gesture, but he wants a change in attitudes.
Our undocumented aliens of today are in effect 20th century slaves, okay? They'll work for minimum or below minimum wage, okay? They'll do the dirtiest, scuzziest jobs, which in the old days the slave would have done, okay?
More than 100,000 people have applied for the president's so-called deferred action. The administration hopes that Congress will pass a law allowing young adults brought to the U.S. illegally as children to eventually become U.S. citizens. For those immigrants not eligible under his plan, they could either be deported, return home voluntarily, or remain in the U.S. as illegals. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.